The Pontifical Council for Social Communications is sponsoring a series of seminars together with bishops' conferences around the globe to find ways to more effectively communicate the Church's message in the rapidly evolving world of digital media. The second in the series will be held in Harissa, just north of Beirut, Lebanon, from April 17th to the 20th. The first conference was held in Rio de Janeiro last year in cooperation with Brazil's Catholic Episcopal Conference. 70 bishops participated in that four-day workshop. In the planning stages are further bishop seminars in Francophone Africa, where workshops will address the challenges faced by the local church, particularly the lack of digital technologies. A conference is being organized for the United States, and another seminar is under study for the Central America Caribbean area and may be organized as early as November. Well, President of the Pontifical Council for Social Communications, Archbishop Claudio Maria Celli, says these seminars are just one answer to some of the new challenges facing the Church.
I think that this is an answer to the new challenge created by new technologies. As you can imagine, new technologies are originating a culture, a new way of living. We are talking about digital culture. And we think that one of the more important challenges that the Church has to face in this moment is how to have a real, concrete dialogue with the digital culture. I would say with our people today, especially the young generations, because these young generations are involved in the digital culture. Is their way of living. And we think that today we have to announce the gospel because this is the perennial message of the Church, the gospel of Jesus. And we think that we have to announce the gospel, but using languages, a language that our people today can understand. And this is a real challenge for the Church today. We are invited not to lose time.
This April's seminar in Lebanon will be bringing together some 50 bishops and 20 priests already working in the field of communications in Egypt, Lebanon, Syria, the Holy Land, Jordan, and Iraq, and is being coordinated with the help of the Council of Catholic Patriarchs of the Middle East. The four-day encounter, focusing on the theme Communications in the Middle East as an Instrument of Evangelization, Dialogue, and Peace, follows on the heels of the 2010 Synod for the Church in the Middle East. Pope Benedict XVI is expected to travel to Beirut in the fall to present the post-synodal exhortation of that synod. Archbishop Celli points out that the Lebanon seminar also comes ahead of the upcoming synod on the new evangelization in October. He says the bishops attending the Lebanon seminar will be invited to reflect on how the Church communicates in the Middle East. And given its 17 different confessional communities, Lebanon, he notes, offers the ideal context in which to conduct a meeting of the region's Latin and Eastern Catholic rites, such as the Maronite, Greek Catholic, Syriac, Copt, Chaldean, and Armenian churches.
But to see how we can give a real answer to the world, to our men and women today, because really they are looking for something. And we have in our hands a special message, the word of life. Now, this new seminar in Lebanon, as you remember, last year took place the Synod for the Middle East. This year in October, all the bishops are involved in the Synod about the new evangelization. And we thought that was good, I would say, would necessary. To invite the bishops to think about communication in the Middle East. And we thought that was good to have such a meeting in Lebanon. And I think it will be a nice experience for everybody because bishops coming from the different places, I would say the different churches operating in the Middle East. It means that all the church is invited to be present and to meditate, to think how to face this new challenge. And this seminar is in communion with the Pontifical Council of Social Communications. It will be interesting because we have a gathering of 50 bishops and 20 priests already involved in communication. But the nice experience will be that to meditate, to think, to discover, to perceive what really is the challenge to communicate today in the church and in the world.
The challenges to communicating the church in the Middle East are quite unique, particularly at this moment in time. But we've also seen that certain church leaders in the Middle East itself have different ways of approaching the problems in their region. Is the Vatican or is your council in any way trying to unify the church's voice in the Middle East?
I think that the theme of this seminar is interesting because it will be the communication in the Middle East as an instrument of evangelization, of dialogue and peace. And it will be, I think, a very important moment to have bishops together with priests to think about their reality and to verify where we can go, what we can do, how we can have a common effort to be instruments of peace, to be instruments of dialogue, and to announce the gospel. And this is why we are having such a seminar after the Synod for the Middle East and before the Synod for the new evangelization. And it will be interesting because we are having all the local churches present. And the nice thing will be that we are talking together and we are going to see how we can give a common answer. Certainly, we have to respect the local cultures, the local ecclesiological traditions, but what we are trying to do is to see in what form, in what a way, we can give a common answer. It will be afterwards adapted to the local situations. But I tell you honestly, I'm going there, I myself, I will be present all the seminar, because this is my custom, my tradition is to listen. We have not prepared programs. What we are trying to do is to facilitate a dialogue. We need to listen at each other. We need to see what programs we can formulate for the future. As you were mentioning, the same problem we have also in other situations. We are programming now a seminar for bishops in Africa. We are thinking to have in the Francophone Africa, again, inviting bishops to talk together to see how we can face the challenges of communication today locally. Because, as you can imagine, Africa is facing different problems. Tensions, local tensions, difficulties also of living together, but also difficulties originated by the lack of technology. Now listening at the bishops coming here to Rome for their visit ad limina, I tell you frankly that we were listening at them and we were perceiving how they face to the local situations that are really not easy. And in our programs also there is a seminar for bishops of Central America and Caribe. Because during our last meeting in Santiago de Chile, where people involved in communications were coming from all Latin America, we decided to prepare and to program seminars for bishops all around Latin America So we thought that it was good to leave Mexico alone, because there are many bishops, but to have immediately a seminar for Central American bishops, a bishop also of Caribbean, and probably it will take place next November, we think. And afterwards, we are going to have new seminars for all South Latin America, and to see how we can join some countries. But there, the facility is with the common language, as you can imagine. We thought that was good, facing also such an effort with the new evangelization, to invite the bishops to meditate, to think what to do for this effort in announcing the gospel to the men and women of today.
As part of the discussion, the Archbishop says he expects to hear how the Middle East's church leaders respond to challenges posed by the region's faith-based and secular media, and to Pope Benedict's call for a new evangelization. When we're talking about the Middle East, for example, you have faith-based and you have secular media, sometimes which distort the view of Christianity in the region. Yet, recently we saw Archbishop Toron, a very high-profile interview with him on Al Jazeera. Do you see that sort of thing as a way that the church can be seen as more open, as a force for peace in the region?
You are touching delicate aspects of the life of the church in the Middle East. And you can imagine also it depends on the single countries of whom we are talking about. But certainly this will be one of the aspects that will be touched during our seminar. This is why the theme of the seminar is communication, instrument of evangelization, of dialogue and peace. And certainly we are going to see how the Council of the Patriarchs in the Middle East and our Pontifical Council can see what to do for the future. Certainly, for example, Lebanon has already good initiatives, I would say excellent initiatives, on the radio sector and the television sector. But certainly we have to see how other local churches in the various countries can cooperate, can work together, facing also some difficulties, or we'd say common difficulties. So my idea is not only a meditation or just a simple reflection. Our idea is how to prepare programs for the future, concrete programs. Because I think that the church also can favor with her presence the reconciliation, the peace in these territories. As you remember, the Holy Father himself, Pope Benedict, was stressing that the mission of the Catholic media is certainly to announce the gospel, but also to give a real concrete answer to the human problems and to uphold, to sustain the truth about man. And in this moment, I think that this is a very delicate mission of the media of the church, the courage of truth, as the Holy Father is telling us quite often. In the context, certainly, in a dialogue with other people. Just recently, in a conference, a journalist was asking me, you are always talking about truth with the capital letter. But today we have many truths with the small letter. It is true. I think that the church is invited today, also by Pope Benedict, to have a respectful dialogue with the truth of others. Knowing what we have in our heart, we have in our heart Jesus, the truth, but we must be able to have a real, concrete dialogue, a respectful dialogue with the truth of others. And I think that the Catholic media in the Middle East must follow such an invitation of Pope Benedict. It means that we know what we are going to announce. We are witnesses of the gospel, but also we are called to be witnesses of the truth of man. Because in these moments of dialogue, in this moment of promoting peace, man must be at the center of all our efforts. And this is why our media will be invited in this field to cooperate to such a promotion.